listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone with me now, Andrew Abood, who is an East Lansing attorney and a member of the Civil Service Commission. Good evening, Andrew. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
A big day in court yesterday for public employees with Judge William Collette's ruling. How was that ruling for you? How did you feel about that?
Well, I think it was anticipated, and I think it was not surprising, the result, but a well-written opinion. And that's not surprising from Judge Collette. It was nice to see the issue and the law clarified in the manner he did, and he did an excellent job on it.
And could you give a little background for folks listening who may not be familiar with the case involving state employees to contribute?
No problem. In the fall, as you know, the legislature passed a law that was signed by the governor that said that they would have to contribute 3% of their pay to retiree benefits, health insurance benefits for retirees. And that issue was challenged shortly after that by the unions, and the unions filed a lawsuit in Ingham County saying that the legislature didn't have the authority to take that action, that action is subject to collective bargaining agreement and has to be approved and within the exclusive jurisdiction of the Civil Service Commission. The matter was argued before Judge Collette on, I think, February 9th. And he issued his decision on that in the last, I think that the decision was made public yesterday, in which he ruled that, in fact, the unions were right, that issues regarding compensation is exclusively within the jurisdiction of the Civil Service Commission, and that the legislature doesn't have the authority to deduct the 3% pay from their paychecks.
Now, and you had said that all along, back when we spoke to you in mid-February when this first occurred, that's what you had said, that this was unconstitutional.
Right. I mean, it's when I say it's not complicated, I mean, it deals with the statutes and it deals with the legislature, but when you look at the law in this area and the authority of the Civil Service Commission, it's pretty well settled, and I've been on the Civil Service Commission for about 3 years, I think, and from time to time, our authority has been challenged and our authority has been examined by some of the best lawyers in the state, including the Attorney General and Miller Canfield and a number of big law firms. And the law is fairly clear on this, and generally the lawyers come to the same conclusion, and that's the same conclusion that Judge Collette reached.
And he reached this on he had one ruling about some different aspects of the lawsuit, but one ruling covering all of them.
Right. Well, I think there are several unions. I think there is four unions, and all four unions filed the lawsuit. All the facts are the same, and so the ruling itself on the one issue covers and resolves all the lawsuits.
So it is my understanding, yes, that officials, this represented 28,000 employees, and there's another 13,000 non-unionized employees who have said they're going to file a lawsuit, said yesterday that they would do that before Collette to ensure that this ruling also applies to them.
Yeah, well, we made a ruling at the Civil Service Commission, I think on February 9th, I think the same day as it was argued before Judge Collette. And anyway, in our decision, that applied to the non-union employees, and we said that, in fact, they had ceased from withholding any money from their pay. Now, the state employer has essentially treated all the employees the same in depositing that money and sort of following Judge Collette's preliminary injunction as to all the employees. And presumably, they would do the same as well, but in order to enforce their legal rights, I mean, I think it's prudent on their part that they should file a lawsuit. I suspect that they would get a similar ruling from any judge that would be assigned the case.
Are you expecting an appeal? In an article yesterday, it talked about the state's attorney said he would file an immediate appeal, and another article said that they're still weighing it. I mean, would you expect one in a case like this?
I would suspect that, given the amount of money and given the issue that it would be highly probable that appeal would the issue is what happens to the money in the interim. And it seems, given the position of the civil service and given the position of Judge Collette, and given what I believe is fairly established a legal position in the law and jurisprudence in the state of Michigan, that really to continue to deduct the 3%, it just lacks character. And I read in the paper how the state is going to continue to deduct the money. It's just incomprehensible to me that they would defy the opinion of the court, the decision of the Civil Service Commission, and they think it's okay to continue to take the money out of state employees. It really bothers me.
And for clarification, since the law went into effect last fall, the monies have been taken out and put into an account are being held for those employees, or being held until there was some kind of conclusion in court. Clearly, yesterday, I guess, awaiting an appeal, this isn't a conclusion yet.
Well, but it's an opinion, mm-hmm. and an order will be entered. And until it's reversed, that order is enforceable. And so for the state, the director of, I think it's Department of Information and Technology, to say we're going to continue to deduct the money. I mean, the law is the law. And, you know, we have a ruling. We have a decision of the Civil Service Commission. And for them to say we're going to continue to deduct this money is absolutely inappropriate. Absolutely defies the law as it should be applied. We expect our government to follow the law. We're you know, a state that follows the law, and citizens should be expected to follow the law. And for the state to say, hey, we're going to just keep doing it our way, is inappropriate.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, would it be expected then that this money that's already held in account be returned?
It absolutely should be returned. Absent a decision from another court, the money has to be returned, every single penny. Every single penny. What they did was unconstitutional. They had no right to take that money. You know, it'd be like the state coming to your house tonight, Cheryl, and taking your car and taking your property and saying, well, we need to fund the budget.
Wow.
You know, you would be calling a lawyer the next day.
I certainly would. Andrew, this case is, as you said, we have an opinion, but I guess we'll wait and see if there's an appeal in order that comes.
I'm sure there's going to be an appeal. I'm certain of it. It's going to be an appeal, but I expect it'll be upheld all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, we will follow it, and we will give you a call again as we go through the process and see what happens next. Andrew, I thank you for your time this evening.
Have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you so much. Andrew Abood, East Lansing attorney and civil service commissioner. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.